This is WBAA. I'm Mike Savage. The Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society presents its fallback concert Sunday afternoon at 4 at St. John's Episcopal Church in downtown Lafayette. The program includes works by Beethoven, Weber, and Brahms. Margot Marlatt is executive director of the Chamber Music Society. She's here in the studio to talk about the concert. Margot, welcome.
Thanks, Mike. Nice to be here.
Glad you could join us. I should also mention that we have some performers here with us. Laura Summer and Regan Eckstein are also here. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, Margot, let me start with you. Tell us a little bit about the work that's going to be performed this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, this Sunday at 4 o'clock, St. John's has been our home for the last couple years, and we're doing a program called Fall Back, and just a little play on the season. We're going to do a program with including strings and horn and flute and piano. And the centerpiece of that would be the two pianists, Greg Kostraba on piano, and another local pianist, Mary Heller. So we're excited about the program.
So would you say that that this program is somewhat unusual? Is it an unusual program?
The instrumentation, yeah. Let's put it this way. I had the Brahms in mind, the horn trio in mind. Greg approached me about bringing this cello, flute, and piano trio by von Weber, who's one of my favorite composers and not often heard. And then, but those were the only two pieces on the program. So I thought, how can I add something to this? Make a long story even longer. I asked Laura and Regan to find something for horn and violin, which is quite unusual. But they came up with a winner by Beethoven.
Now, Carl Maria von Weber is best known for his supernatural operas. Is there anything outer-worldly in this trio?
I will say that it does sort of move in different emotional pockets. You know, there's exuberant stuff, there's bold statements, and then it alternates into a little bit more romantic vein. So it does kind of run the gamut.
So let's talk to Laura and Regan, who are here. Tell us what we can expect from you in this performance, from either one of you.
Well, the Beethoven that we are doing is actually a transcription from a piece. I think it's a very early piece. It's without opus. It's difficult to find much information on it, but it was originally written for clarinet and bassoon and has been transcribed, I think, very successfully for violin and horn. And it's a treat for me to get to work with horn and also such an accomplished horn player. It's I don't often have that opportunity. I work much more frequently with string players and pianists, and I love the sound of the horn, and it's really been most enjoyable.
Yeah, and the Brahms horn trio is one of my favorite pieces to play as a hornist, so it's really been a pleasure to get to work with Regan and Mary. And with that piece, he wrote it to kind of commemorate his mother when she passed, and you can really hear that in the piece. You can hear kind of, you know, the happy memories and the really tragic loss, and I think that's
It's a really profound piece.
For somebody who's attending this performance, perhaps for the first time, they can expect to hear something. We mentioned that the instrumentation was somewhat unusual, but there's also something from the composer Brahms that they may be able to pick up in this part of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brahms is one of the war horses of the chamber music repertoire. So if somebody has not heard it, they're in for such a treat.
Yeah, it is truly a wonderful piece.
Now, listeners to WBAA Classical are familiar with Suzanne Bona, who hosts a weekly program here. So, and I mention that because she will be the flutist in the program as well, right?
Right. When Greg wrote to me and suggested this, he mentioned her name, and I had to ask him. I said, are you talking about Suzanne Bona from, you know, public radio? So, yeah, leave it to Craig to find, you know, new and different people all over the Midwest to play chamber music with. It's a real skill he has. And here again, he's bringing an interesting piece and bringing a couple new people to our area. Josh is a cellist who currently lives in the South Bend area. I believe his wife is on faculty at Notre Dame, but he's a very accomplished cellist. And then there's Suzanne, who's known to us on NPR, but a very accomplished flute player.
So this really sounds like an exciting program. Is there anything else that you wanted to let us know about it?
Only that we hope that your audiences know that our concerts are always free to K-12 audiences, and I see our ticket prices as very reasonable for those who do have to pay. So I hope people come out, support these great musicians and their efforts, and listen to some really wonderful chamber music.
Great. Thank you so much for being here. Margot Marlatt is Executive Director of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. Also here was Reagan Eckstein and Laura Summer. And the Chamber Music Society is presenting its fallback concert this Sunday at 4 at St. John's Episcopal Church, which is located at 600 Ferry Street in Lafayette. The program includes music by Beethoven, Weber, and Brahms. Tickets are available in advance. We'll mention that they're available at Vons Records and the Tippecanoe Arts Federation and at the door. Margot, Reagan, Laura, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks,
Mike.
Thanks very much.
For having us.